Good morning. Happy Saturday. Chris McGowan on Grow Sioux Land coming to you this morning from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, it's that time of year. In a few short days, we will be kicking off the Woodbury County Fair in Mobile. Our guest today, the secretary of the Woodbury County Fair Association, Mary Thompson, and her husband, Mark, who serves as the manager of the Woodbury County Fair Association. Mr. and Mrs. Thompson, thanks for coming in to KSEJ this morning.
Well, thanks for having us.
Hey, I know how busy this time of year gets. I've been going to that fair since, it's literally been 50 years that I've gone to that fair as a 4-H family. And so I know a great deal about it. Over the course of the next half an hour, we're going to introduce the fair to the Powell Broadcasting listening audience and talk about some of the significant events that are on the schedule. The fair kicks off this Tuesday, folks, August 2nd. It's just around the corner. There's an ATV rodeo, and then we go through the rest of the week. But here we are. It's Saturday. We kick off in a couple of short days. And, Mark, I know that you served on the board of directors of the fair for some three decades and now serve as the manager. Tell us a little bit about your background and where you grew up.
I grew up in Mobile and Lawton area. Was in 4-H as a youngster.
What club were you involved with?
The Bronson 4-H Rustlers.
And they're still here, right?
They're still there.
Of course,
there.
Now you're in your mid, 30s, 40s, right?
I'd put a few years on that.
But maybe a decade or two?
Yeah, probably three.
Yeah.
So, it's something, it's for the kids. The 4-H is big in our fair. We're the second largest county fair, 4-H number-wise. Polk County is the biggest. We are the second.
Wow, that's remarkable. Good for you.
So this is just our county and our FFA chapters that we have. And every school in Woodbury County does have an FFA chapter except for Sergeant Bluff, and they are sharing with Lawton Bronson this next year to see how it works for them too. So then every school will have FFA chapter as well.
Great to hear. And Mary, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Bronson, Iowa. I've been living there for quite a long time.
So I'm going to guess that you two might have been high school sweethearts.
You'd be right.
Yes, we were.
Wow. Going back a couple of years, tell us quickly about your family.
We have two boys. Our oldest son was an officer in the Marine Corps. He's retired from the Marine Corps now.
Semper Fi, and thank him for his service.
Yes, and he lives in Colorado, Parker, Colorado. Our youngest son is a teacher and works for South Sioux School System, does the technology for them. He lives in Bronson, has three kids, and hopefully
so a couple of grandkids in the area.
Yes,
and right here in Woodbury County.
Yeah, and hopefully they get into 4-H.
So, Mary, are you the doting grandmother?
Oh, always. Every chance I get.
Oh, that's wonderful. You're listening to Grow Sioux Land on KSEJ this morning. We're visiting with the secretary and the manager of the Woodbury County Fair Association. Mary Thompson serves as the secretary, and after 30 years on the board of directors, Mark serves as the manager of the Woodbury County Fair. And Mark, we have a huge week ahead of us. Tell us a little bit about this year's fair and what it's been like coming out of the past couple of years with COVID.
Well, 2 years ago, we weren't able to have a fair. There was just a 4-H fair. We were not able to have people there. Last year, we had the regular fair. It was one of the largest fairs we've ever had. We're pushing that 100,000 people mark, so hopefully this year we can surpass that.
Is that the goal?
That's the goal for this year.
All right, folks, so everyone in the listening audience, mark your calendar. The Woodbury County Fair is one of the very best county fairs in the state of Iowa, and anyone who knows that Iowa has some of, if not the very best county fairs in the nation. So get out to Mobile, get out to the Woodbury County Fairgrounds, and let's help Mark and Mary eclipse that 100,000 visitors mark.
Yes, and we do have a lot of great shows this year. If you want me to talk about them,
yeah, let's talk about them a little bit. And we begin on Tuesday night with an ATV rodeo. I know what a rodeo is, and I know what an ATV is, but I'm not sure what I know what that is when they are combined.
Well, they'll do some pole bending with their ATVs. They'll do some barrel racing with their ATVs.
Pole bending. For those of us who are not familiar with that term, what exactly does that mean?
They weave in and out of poles like they would on a horse.
Oh, so it's like slalom.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
They'll do that, and then they'll do barrel racing.
Pardon my ignorance. I thought maybe they bent poles or something. So it's a slalom course for ATVs, just like you see with horses. And
right.
There's some barrel racing.
Barrel racing, going around barrels.
Okay.
And when they first started this a few years ago, a gentleman just bought a brand new one and rolled it.
Oh.
That night. So
that had to be entertaining. Yeah. Was everyone okay?
No one got hurt. So there is some spills that happened out there. So.
Well, I'm sure the fans cheer that loudly and lustily. In addition to the ATV rodeo, there's an awful lot going on. But before we leave the ATV rodeo, tell us a little bit about what time and how you acquire tickets.
Well, the rodeo starts at 7. You can go online and buy tickets from our web page.
And I know that you need a ticket to get into the fair. Do you also need a ticket to get into the grandstand for the ATV rodeo?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You can buy them at the fair as well. We did start this year going online, which try to help.
You have some technology there with a QR code that you can just put your cell phone camera up to, and it gives you all the information. And Mary, for that first day, how much are tickets and are there family passes available?
The first day is actually on the 3rd. On Tuesday, only the thing that's open to the public is the ATV rodeo. And then on the rest of the days, we do have season passes. They are $12, and that gets you into the fair in and out as many times as you need to throughout the week. A daily pass is only $5, and then children 5 to 11 is just $1. Youth exhibitors, their tickets are $2 for the full week. And you can go online and order your tickets for the grandstand events. You can get your season passes and entry passes into the fair online, or you can stop into the fair office and buy them ahead of time.
So I will tell you that your QR code is alive and well and working very effectively. I've just put that into my cell phone, and I see that echoing your sentiments, Mary, a season pass is $12. An adult daily pass is $5. Children 5 through 11 can get a daily gate pass for just $1. And then that first day is the 3rd, but we really do have a performance the night before on Tuesday with the ATV rodeo, and that's just $5 a person.
That's correct.
Correct.
So we kick things off on Wednesday, Mark. Tell us, where do we begin on Monday morning? What's the first big event?
All the 4-H exhibits come in for static exhibits come in that day.
And that's judging. That's, you know, the blue ribbon, red ribbon, white ribbon. That's the reserve grand champion, the grand champion. Some of those going on to the state fair in Des Moines. All that takes place on Wednesday.
On Monday.
Yeah,
excuse me.
For the static.
Got it. So that's before the fair opens.
Right.
Those things come in, but they're displayed on Wednesday in the 4-H
right.
building.
Tuesday, all the livestock comes in on Tuesday.
Okay.
From rabbits, chickens, to goats, sheep.
Horses, cattle, steers, sheep, all of the above.
All come in on Tuesday. Then the ATV rodeo is that evening. Wednesday, they start the judging for livestock events. Wednesday night, we do have the Joe Dirt Motocross in the grandstand at 7 p.m. Should be a really good show. We haven't had Joe there for a long time. Got him back to do his little motocross, and hopefully it'll be a good show.
So Joe Dirt Motocross is $7, also in the grandstand.
Yes.
And that's a heck of a show.
Yes.
A lot of jumping, and people who haven't seen that, that's something truly unique.
And he gets a good following, Joe. He's got a good group. In fact, I know some people that do it themselves, and they're excited that we're having it back in Woodbury County.
So. Well, and I think people may fail to fully appreciate how challenging it is to get the quality entertainment that you have throughout the lineup this year. And in the second half of the program, we're going to cover the entire schedule, the entire itinerary, but in the wake of COVID, it's been exceedingly difficult from Saturday in the park to the Woodbury County Fair to the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce annual dinner. Very, very challenging to book these key events. And congratulations to the Woodbury County Fair Association for an outstanding lineup. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. This is Chris McGowan reminding you that the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce annual dinner is coming up on Thursday, September 22nd. This year's keynote presentation will be delivered by former director of the CIA and the 70th Secretary of State of the United States, Secretary Mike Pompeo. If you are interested in tickets, which are selling fast, please call the chamber at 712-255-7903. And we'll be back to talk more about the Woodbury County Fair after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. Hopefully you're enjoying not a hot cup of coffee. It's too warm out there. Maybe a milder drink this morning. Orange juice over ice and a roll or a Danish. The Powell Broadcasting Radio Studio is happy to have the Secretary of the Woodbury County Fair Association, Mary Thompson, and her husband of 47 years, the manager of the Woodbury County Fair, Mark Thompson, in studio to talk about the upcoming Woodbury County Fair. It kicks off Tuesday night, runs through the weekend. And Mary, we talked about Tuesday night kicking off with the ATV Rodeo. I believe that's $5 in the grandstand. A wonderful and fun event. And jumping into Wednesday, 4-H exhibits, the livestock are there, the arts and crafts are there. The refinishing of furniture, and we, at that time, judging is completed. We know which projects are going on to the state fair. What do we have for entertainment throughout the day on Wednesday?
On Wednesday, we do have our free stage. We have a lot of entertainment on the free stage every day. The schedule shows you what's there, the times, the different kind of entertainers. In the grandstand on Wednesday, we do have the Joe Dirt Motocross. And that is at 7 o'clock in the grandstand, and you can get that into the grandstand for $7. We also have our Queen Contest. This is in Flathers Hall at 7 o'clock. The Queen Contest and King Contest, the Queen does go on to the State Fair to participate in the State Fair Queen Contest, so that happens on Wednesday night. On Thursday night, we have judging for livestock continuing throughout the day and some of the static exhibits. We also have all of our buildings open. Commercial buildings are up and running. Our food vendors are going strong during the day. Once again, we have our free stage entertainment. At the rodeo that night, we have Barry Wright Rodeo. They've been coming to our fair for several years. People like to come and watch the rodeo.
So that's a traditional rodeo. We have the ATV Rodeo, which is ATVs. Basically doing barrel racing and doing pole bending, which I've learned is similar to slalom, but it's a traditional rodeo on Thursday night.
That's correct. It's our traditional rodeo.
And does that include horses and bulls?
It includes horses and cattle. I just want to point out
there's no bull riding in
that. No bull riding.
Okay, I just want to be clear.
I wanted to point out, we do have some time changes this year with our grandstand. So the Wright Rodeo is at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. Traditionally, we usually started everything at 7. But this year, the Wright Rodeo is at 6 o'clock. It's $7 to get into the rodeo for adults.
Okay. And so backing up, Tuesday night is the ATV Rodeo. Wednesday is the Joe Dirt Motocross. And then Thursday at the grandstand, starting at 6 rather than 7, is the rodeo.
That's correct. And also we have the Bill Riley Talent Show. And if you've been to the state fair, you always see the Bill Riley Talent Show. That takes place on Thursday night also at Flathers Hall at the fairgrounds.
OK, Okay, and so those events will be going on at the same time.
Yes.
The talent contest and the rodeo on Thursday evening. Folks, we're talking about the Woodbury County Fair located in Mauville, Iowa on Highway 20. Everyone is welcome. We're trying to help the Woodbury County Fair Association set a record for attendance this year. It's been growing every year in the past. We had a little bit of a setback 2 years ago when we could not host the Woodbury County Fair due to COVID concerns, but they are on the precipice of having 100,000 visitors over the course of the week. And again, it kicks off this coming Tuesday. Full day on Wednesday and Thursday, and Friday is no different.
Friday is our Senior Citizens Day and Military Appreciation Day. And also we have, once again, the free stage going on, activities in our old town. If you've never been to the old town, it's quite unique. It's a kind of a fun place to hang out. We also have our big grandstand event. We have John Michael Montgomery as our concert for on Friday night. But before John Michael Montgomery, we have Jason Brown. And we also have Tyler Richton and the High Bank Boys. And once again, this is a change of time in our schedule. The grandstand will begin at 6 o'clock, and we start off with the Tyler Richardson Band. And so then at 8 o'clock is when John Michael Montgomery will appear on stage. We're really looking forward to a big concert with him. We've had a lot of positive response with this concert, and thanks to Wyattell and VT Industries for helping to sponsor bringing John Michael to our fairgrounds.
Yeah, a real shout-out is in order. I have a couple of teenage daughters who are very, very excited about John Michael Montgomery, and they said, Dad, how did they get a name like John Michael Montgomery to come to our county fair? Now, you see that kind of talent at the state fair in Des Moines. You might see it at the Hard Rock, at the Anthem. I mean, this is a big name, and I'm sure you guys are thrilled to have had the corporate support and sponsorship to help bring him to Mauville and the Woodbury County Fair.
It's just been great. The whole experience working with this large of a name and the different sponsorships and people wanting to have him there, it's just really been good. And we've really learned a lot on how to handle such big name entertainers.
And tell us a little bit about ticket sales for that event and the cost of that event, if you would, please.
For this event, for the John Michael Montgomery concert, it is $20 a ticket. We do have event parking that is $20, and this event parking is down by the grandstand area, so you're right in the area where the concert's going to take place. We still have our general parking, but some people just want to be down in that area, kind of the atmosphere of the concert.
And so there's paid parking a little bit closer.
Correct.
And how much is that parking again, Mary?
$20 a car.
So it's $20 a car to park close to the grandstand for Friday evening's John Michael Montgomery concert. And how much, again, are tickets to the John Michael Montgomery concert?
The tickets are $20. And okay. You can go to our website. There's a QR code that you can go onto, and you can order your tickets right online, and then they will be scanned when you come to the concert.
And then that's general admission seating in the grandstand, I understand.
That's correct.
And what time do the gates open for those people that want to get there early and say, oh my goodness, I want to make sure that I have the best seat possible?
Our gates open at 5 o'clock, and so they can come in to the concert at 5 o'clock. And we have found in the past few years since we've had our concerts, a lot of the people like to just be down in the dirt, right in front of the stage, having a good time.
Yeah, those kids are usually a tad younger than we are.
Yeah.
And in cowboy boots and blue jeans and having a great old time. So Friday night, the gate opens at 5, the initial concert is at 6, and the headliner, John Michael Montgomery, will begin at 8 p.m. Are ticket sales already taking place?
Yes, they are taking place.
So get your tickets early, folks. You can visit the Woodbury County Fair online and reserve those tickets early. Load up the minivan, load up the pickup truck. There's no limit on the number of people that come through and can pay $20 for a parking place. So a car full of people get parking close to the grandstand for $20, and then it's $20 a head to get into this concert. And congratulations to the Woodbury County Fair Board for landing this major entertainment. That's a great get, but that's not the end of the fair by any stretch.
One thing I would like to add is we will have 3 food vendors down in the grandstand area too, just for
perfect, because if you get there early, there's dinner, and it's going to be over the dinner hour. I assume those three vendors are going to be selling dinner, burgers, and all kinds of different foods. So leave the office, leave the workplace, and get headed to Mowville. And what's taking place on Saturday? Because I know once we hit the weekend, the fair is in the home stretch.
Saturday is always a full day, free stage, Old Town Entertainment. We also have in the evening the Bill Riley, the second half of the talent show, and then the qualifiers that will go on to state. On Saturday night, we do have our Outlaw Tractor pull, and it starts at 7 o'clock at the grandstand. Those tickets are $10 for admission, $5 for kids, and that goes on Saturday night. And the tractor pull just really brings in a lot of people.
Yeah, people are very interested in the tractor pull, and you got to remember, Mark, you need earplugs for that event, don't you?
Yes, you do. It's last year we couldn't get another tractor on the grounds or another person in the seats, so come early if you want to come to the tractor pull.
It's a Woodbury County Fair tradition, and of course it's a tradition at the state fair as well. So Mark, final thoughts, encouraging everyone to get out and support the fair this year.
Well, we forgot about Sunday. We do have the demo derby on Sunday.
And what time does that start?
That starts at 5 this year. It's a different time. Normally it started at 6. This year it will start at 5.
Okay, so make sure you get online and visit the Woodbury County Fair schedule, because some of the times have changed from years past. The fair wraps up with a demolition derby on Sunday night at 5 p.m. in the grandstand. And that's a hoot, just a riot to see.
Yes, it is. And we do, last year it was probably the biggest event we've ever had for a demo. It was packed as well. So for Saturday and Sunday were huge nights, and we're hoping Friday night's even bigger with John Michael Montgomery being there. So
very good. And Mary, your final thoughts?
I just want to give a thank you to all of our sponsors for their events. Security National Bank with the Right Rodeo, Wyattell and VT Industries with our concert for John Michael Montgomery, Nutrient Egg Solutions, and United Bank of Iowa hosting the Outlaw Tractor Pull, and eggmarket.net along with them. And then on Sunday for the Sunnybrook Shine Car Wash for sponsoring the demo derby.
Thrilled to have all those sponsors. And somewhere I even saw the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce reflected, did I not?
Yes, you did.
Good. I'm happy to see the chambers doing their part. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland, our guest representing the Woodbury County Fair, Mark and Mary Thompson. We wish you much success. Folks, go out and make it a great weekend, and don't forget to get to the Woodbury County Fair throughout this week. We'll be back next Saturday morning.